From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A current proposal sets a goal for the U.S. to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2050, and that, according to Georgia Representative Austin Scott, will create undue hardships for rural Americans, especially farmers. A House Ag Committee member, Scott, tells AgWeb.com, the first thing we need to understand is people driving the agenda on the left, the Environmental Defense Fund and others, do not like production agriculture, and if they had it their way, everything would be small organic farms. Alabama peanut farmers voted to continue the current assessment on peanuts that is collected by the Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries and administered by the Alabama Peanut Producers Association. In a referendum conducted on July 23rd, AgFacts.com reports 95% of those who voted said yes to continuing APPA's programs in education, promotion, and research. Growers who produced peanuts in 2017, 18, or 19 were eligible to vote. The first half of 2020 was a big investment period for ag and food tech investment, according to Finisteer and PitchBook. AgriMarketing.com reports due to the pandemic, most of the capital moved in the second quarter, with total ag tech investment topping $2.2 billion, near the full-year record of $2.7 billion set for 2019. Likewise, during the same time period, food tech investment was ahead of the pace, exceeding $4.8 billion, compared with $7 billion in all of last year. With today's Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.